First Peter chapter number 1. Praise the Lord. Let's read starting with verse 22. First Peter chapter 1, verse number 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned. And the word unfeigned means genuine or real. Unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is his grass, all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. You'll notice in 1 Peter that he's talking about family. He makes mention in verse 14, and it says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Then in verse 17, he makes reference to fathers. But if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. Then in verse 22, when I talked about the unfeigned love of the brethren, it talks about brothers. And then in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 2, he talks about newborn babies. So he's using the analogy or the comparison of the church and the spiritual life to members of the family. That's the way it is, isn't it? That people say it often, that in the church, many times, we call one another brother and sister, because we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we use those terms because they're family terms. It shows the connection that we have one with another. You know, but for folks to become a part of the family of God, you don't sign a card. You don't become a member of the church, or you don't become a member of the family of God because you've signed a card, or because you come to church, or because you even read your Bible and go through certain spiritual activities. You're not a part of the family of God until you are born again, truly born again. And that's what is on my mind, because I was talking with someone just yesterday about asking them. We were talking about how that we need to pray for certain people that are so bound in their sin and so lost in their sin that the only way that they can be brought out of that, there's going to have to be something miraculous take place. A supernatural work of grace has to take place if someone is to become set free from their sin and move out of that life into the family of God. So we really need to be praying that there would be genuine born again experiences, that people would come to the Lord and be genuinely saved and born again. Because a person is not saved just because they come to church. They're not saved just because they read their Bible, or even if they pray. They're saved because there's been something supernatural that has taken place, and they have moved into the family of God by the spiritual birth, by the new birth. And it's mysterious. Remember there in John chapter 3, when there was a religious ruler by the name of Nicodemus. Now, that Nicodemus, no doubt, he knew the law. He knew a lot about religious things. He was a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus knew a lot of things, but he didn't know the most important thing that he needed to know, and that is that through Jesus and Jesus alone, you must be born again. Amen. And that's what he told him. He came to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, it says. He came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now this was mysterious and even confusing to a religious leader, no doubt. Confusing, because you see the way that it responds. Nicodemus says, what are you talking about? Can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And that is so important. We need to pray, Lord, that there would be the miracle of the new birth take place in the hearts of a lot of our friends and our loved ones, our family members that don't know the Lord. There needs to be something miraculous take place for them to be born into the kingdom of God. I read to you about that because he said there in verse 23 in our text, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. Not of corruptible seed. Everything that's alive today, all of you were born. You were conceived, you were born, and you have your life that you live, but that life is going to come to an end. Every living thing is going to come to the end of its life, of its living. We're in the season right now where, you know, the grass is growing and the flowers are growing and the trees are budding, and there's a lot of growing and a lot of evidence of life. But I tell you, come about November, December, it's going to get cold. I already dread it. It's going to get cold. And then everything that's alive, the leaves are going to fall off, the flowers are going to fade, and that's what he said. That everything in this world, including you and me, we are corruptible, meaning we are going to come to the end of our life. These bodies are corruptible. And everything that's living, we've had the sad reminder of that. The passing of Dennis Kirby, the passing of Don Harper, people, you know, close to families in the church. And it's this sad reminder, life comes to an end. And it's appointed unto every one of us to die, because we're corruptible. We're corruptible. That's just everything that's alive is going to die, except that which is born of the Spirit, born of incorruption. And everyone that is a born-again Christian has been born again. And you have a new life. The scripture says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So just like a little baby is conceived and born, but then lives its life out until the end of its life, until corruption, unless we're taken away in the rapture, we know that there's something supernatural that takes place when the Word of God and the Spirit of God brings about new life, and people are born of the Spirit, and their lives are changed, and then they are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and they're gonna live on. That's why we're so concerned about the unsaved, that they come to the Lord, because we know that this physical body is going to come to the end of its life, but the soul, the spirit, and the soul of a man is going to live on forever and ever, and we want to know with certainty that people have been born again. Amen. So that should be our prayer. Lord, we need to see new life. We need to see life in Jesus Christ. We need to see people born again. And the combination of the working of the Spirit and the Word of the Lord can bring about that new life in Jesus Christ. He said it's the Word of God that endures. That's verse 25 of our text. This is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. People are saved when there is the working and the moving of the Spirit of God, and the gospel of Jesus Christ combines with that and brings about new life. Amen. That can happen regardless of how old you are. If you are a child, if you are a teenager, if you're middle-aged or older, it doesn't make any difference how old you are. You can call upon the Lord when the Word of God goes forth and the work of the Spirit is being accomplished, then new life comes. Praise God. If you're a believer today, it's because you were born from above. It is a miracle. It is a miracle when someone is born again, because now they have the life of God in them. They are a new creation in Jesus Christ. When someone is born again, then what a wonderful miracle that it is. There's an old song we used to sing that said, "It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace." Praise God. Amen. And it's true. What we really need are a bunch of miracles. A bunch of people to come to the Lord and to be miraculously transformed. That their old life is gone and they've got a new life in Jesus Christ. You know, you can expect people in their sinful old man ways, their old life, they're going to live a life that's not pleasing to the Lord. But a person that is born again of the Spirit will be after the things of the Spirit. They'll be pursuing and loving the things of the Spirit. And what's so wonderful about that is that once life comes, spiritual life comes, then life begets life. Life begets life. We were just talking with Marty and some of the family about this recently, that the legacy of the miracle of a new birth. And my wife's family, the first one to get saved was Maud Huff. Mamaw Huff. She got saved, and then shortly thereafter, I don't know how long, much longer, but not too much later, Adam Huff got saved. And then as a result of that couple coming to the Lord, then Brother Gene Huff got saved. And then as a result of that, he answered the call to preach the gospel. And he went to his first revival. And Sister Ethel Huff was the young girl playing the piano at that revival. And as we were talking about this, If Maud Huff hadn't have got saved, Adam Huff probably wouldn't have got saved. Gene Huff would have probably not got saved. Thus, he wouldn't have been called to preach. Thus, he wouldn't have met Sister Ethel Huff. And my wife wouldn't have been born. You understand the miracle of life and how that life begets life? And then you talk about the ministry, you know, of Brother Huff and the ministry of his family members. And life begets life. That's a miracle, isn't it? That's a miracle when God changes lives. Same thing on my side of the family. A Sunday school teacher knocked on the door where my mother lived as a young girl and invited her to church. And that was when the seeds of the gospel was planted into her heart. And those Sunday school classes, as she was a young girl and then as a teenager, she was saved. Thus, I was raised with my brothers in the house of God to know the Lord. And that's, you know, the rest of the story. But it all, life begets life. And how important it is that people be born again and to be really transformed by the power of God. It's not just your life, but it's all the other lives that are going to be affected by the life of Jesus Christ that's in you. Amen. So when we pray for people who are unsaved, sure, we're praying that they would come to the Lord. We're also praying, Lord, that you will plant the seeds of truth in their heart and then affect others around them and their family and their loved ones, and that life would just, that there would be spiritual life, people born again. That's what Peter was talking about here. He said, everything else dies. The grass dies, the flowers die, people die, everything else dies. The only thing that lives on and on and on and on and on, even past your physical life, is the life of the Spirit. Amen. When we are born again of the Spirit. Amen. When you're born again, then you are changed. You are so transformed. You are new in Jesus. The old is gone, the new comes. Now you have new desires and new pursuits, new things that you are interested in because you're following after the things of God. Amen. That song is a wonderful song, isn't it? It took a miracle of love and grace when he saved my soul, cleansed, and made me whole. It took a miracle of love and grace. Praise God. Aren't you glad to be saved? Amen. All 22 of you tonight. I counted. Are you glad to be saved, all 22 of you? How wonderful it is to know the Lord and to know that you have life in Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're praying for those boys and girls that are back there in those groups, in those classes, that they would experience the touch of God. They would experience the power of God. So what do we need to pray about? We need to pray for the working and the moving of the Holy Spirit in our church. The working of the Spirit of God. Just like in the book of Genesis, when the Bible says in Genesis 1 and verse number 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That was the shape this earth was in. But then it says, but the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And that word moved means brooded, like a hen broods over their chicks and creates warmth for them so that they can be born and so that they can survive in their first early days. So when the Holy Spirit comes, then he broods over our lives. He broods over our church. He broods everywhere where there's darkness and hopelessness and despair. The Spirit of God comes and brings a conviction to them and makes them aware of their lostness. And the Spirit of God speaks to them and helps them to see that they are in need. So that's what we should pray for. Lord, send your Holy Spirit into our church. Send your Holy Spirit to my lost family, my lost loved ones. Send your Spirit, Lord, to brood over them and to convict them and to work on their dark hearts and their need do a work of love and grace in them and bring them into the family of God. That's the only way that they can come in. I tell you, you know people like I know. I know of people even have some relatives, loved ones. They're a long ways from God, or at least it seems they are. But as we pray for them, God is sending His Spirit to talk to them, to brood over them, to convict them. And once that work of the Spirit is combined with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's why we need to pray for them, and that's why we need to give them the truth. Give them the truth. Even though it seems like that they're disinterested in it, give them the word of the Lord. Because combined with the working of the Spirit of God, new life can come. A new life in Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we need to pray about that. Lord, do a work and save the lost. We want the miracle of the new birth taking place in the lives of people. Colossians 3 and 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's what happens. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus. You must be born again. He didn't fully understand it, but I'm convinced that the seeds were planted. I'm convinced that Nicodemus probably came to know the Lord and became a born-again believer and follower of Jesus Christ. I'm convinced that he had an encounter with the work of the Spirit and new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. So when we pray, let's make that a matter of prayer. Lord, talk to our lost neighbors, family, loved ones. Talk to them. Deal with their hearts. Help them to see that they're lost and that they need Jesus in their life. They need to be born again. 2 Peter 1 and 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's what happens when a person is born again. They have the new nature. They have been born again. They are changed and transformed. Now, instead of loving the world and the things of the world, they love God and the things of God. And only the Lord can do that. Only the Lord can change our hearts and give us a love for the things that are good and righteous and holy. Pray for the miracle of the new birth. Amen. Pray for the miracle of the new birth, that there would be a transforming work of the Spirit of God and that we'd see folks brought in to the kingdom of God. I'm talking about children in Kids Crusade. I'm talking about children back in groups. I'm talking about those that come in during Sunday school, those that are in our services, and Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, that the Spirit of God is working to bring them into the kingdom of God, bring them into the family of God, that they would be truly born again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord can do that. The Lord can do that. I know that sometimes we doubt it because people are so hard and so seemingly, you know, resistant to the voice of the Lord. But don't limit the miracle of spiritual birth and what God can do to turn a life around and to give them a new love, a new hope, and a new destiny. Praise God. Oh, I really want to see that happen in the lives of a lot of folks that we're praying for. and we're going to believe God to touch them. Amen. How many of you have loved ones, family members, people you're concerned for, and they are lost? They're in darkness. They don't know the Lord. We're praying for them. We're praying that God, by His Spirit, would just hover over them tonight. Hover over them wherever they are. Talk to them. Speak to them. Help them to see that they need Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Why don't we stand together tonight? We're asking the Lord for the miracle of new birth, the miracle of salvation. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord can do that. The Lord can do that tonight. If there are any in this service tonight, you don't know where you stand with the Lord. You don't know that you're saved and the Spirit of God is talking to you about it right now. You just need to respond to the voice of the Lord, because this could be the biggest change of your life. This can change the whole direction of your life and your future. Everything that happens to you from this day forward, if you are born again, it will bring about the miracle of the new birth. Amen. Which means you'll have a new life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Would you pray with me tonight? And when you pray, all of you that lifted up your hands, let's pray for those friends, family, loved ones that are not saved tonight. Father, thank you for the privilege we have, Lord, to know you, to be saved, to be born again. And I pray, Lord, for those that do not know you, Lord, I pray that you would speak to their heart even right now and help them to see exactly where they are and how desperately that they need you. We know, Lord, if anyone, a man or a woman or a young person, whoever, if they will just call upon the name of the Lord, just call upon the name of the Lord, they can be saved. If they just ask the Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And do that wonderful miracle work in my life that I would be born again. Speak, Lord, to the hearts of even those that are in this service tonight that don't know you, Lord, and change their lives, change their hearts. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Lord, deal with the hearts of our friends and our family members, Lord, that are unsaved. A great host of people, Lord, that need to be born again. Lord, I just ask you to speak to them. Hover over them by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.